want.
When Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush, he says to him, "I'm sending you to redeem the children of Israel from Mitzrayim." Not once does Paro say to, and I mean it's a misconception worldwide, that Paro came to, that Moshe came to Paro and said, "Let my people go." Not once did he say that. He says to him every single time, he says to him, "I just want my people to go and daven in the desert for 3 days."
You should send my people and they should work, they should make the work. That is the shlichus, no?
But it's never a thing that he's saying to them, "We're going out. We're leaving and we're never coming back."
No, he didn't do that. So you ask
why?
Look, there's a whole way how to deal with that, what is called paroi. You don't go with Paro, even with Paro, you don't go head on with him. You don't say, "I leave you, shalom, shalom." You tell him, "I leave you for 3 days." That was the whole point what he said. "I leave you for 3 days, we go and make avodah, we go and make a kibkol bonus." Because that is the way, that's like a teaching for us how to deal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to keep up the covet for the Malchus. It was unbelievable. Moshe went to Paroi, and now you would think that he said to Paroi, "Lord, I spit in your face." Just imagine. I always portray that to my children. Paroi was a very small man, physically. That Chazal say. He says he was one Amohait. That means he was very small. And Moshe Rabbeinu was incredibly tall, you know. So Moshe Rabbeinu was incredibly tall, and that guy was very small, and he went out to the Nilus by himself, because he wanted to make believe that he doesn't have to go for excrements, you know. So he went early in the morning, no one knew where he was, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. And he went to Paroi. Paroi sits there and does whatever he does, you know. And then Peter, he sees a leg in front of him as big as him, you know. And then looks up and he sees that tall man, which he could trample on him like you would trample on a juke. That's it, you know, and no one would see it. Paro is pushed lost. Moshe Rabbeinu could just stand on Paro, make like this, and then Paro would be gone. No one would know. There's no one knows where Paro is, only Moshe. And he stands in front of him. It's really dangerous. So Paro, and I would be Paro, I would shiver, you know. There's a guy 10 times bigger than you, standing in front of you, and you know that no one knows where you are, only him, and he is against you, so he'll kill you. No. Moshe Rabbeinu has to treat him with covered malchus. And Paro is strong. You understand the strength of the man. He stands on his own. He's there. No one is with him. And when he'll be lost, he'll simply be lost. When Moshe Rabbeinu will kill him, he'll simply be lost. The people will not know of anything, not of any murder, nothing. They won't find him, nothing. Because no one knows where he is. It's only his own secret, yeah? And Moshe Rabbeinu stands there and he's just able to put him into the ground. That's it. Make it into a hole, put him in. That's it. Finished, you know. And the whole story with Paro is finished. Moshe doesn't do that. Moshe has to deal with him b'kvod Malchus. And Paro is stronger than iron. Because Paro didn't bend in. In that situation, you would, I don't know what you would do, you know.
He was in denial.
It was
a special chiyuv of Moshe to deal with Paro with his malchus, because normally a rosha.
That's it. You have to deal with kvod malchus. That's what Paro tells him. You have to speak with him with kvod malchus, and you deal with him. So you don't go head on.
There's a special command.
Yeah, you don't go head on with Moshe with Paro.
If there was another rosha, you could have trampled him.
No. It was a question of dealing with. The whole point of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you have to deal with Paroi. You have to bring him to the recognition. Because that is the point, that when Hashem is in his gale, when Hashem reveals himself, the furthest person in the world has to agree with that. It's no chokhmah that his your close friends hold of you. That's a very easy thing. You have to know that your enemy will hold of you. That's the word. And by Hashem is the same thing. He wanted Paroi to recognize that Hashem is there. That was the whole dealing with the Mitzias Mitzrayim. So you have to deal with him B'Kvod Malchus, because he has to recognize that. That's a part of the Gilui Shechina. The part of the Gilui Shechina is, it has to be Niskale, not only Bal Kolchoi, only he has to recognize that. I want him to recognize it. So we wanted Paroi to recognize. That is the uppermost point in the Gilui of the Borei Olam. You see it by the Borei Olam over here, you see it by Yaakov Avinu when he was dealing with Esav. He had to have the brochas from Esav. He hates you, leave him alone, escape from him, and the Borei Olam will give you the brochas. That Malach, which is against me, he has to give me the brochas. He. Because that is the uppermost Kedusha. That Kedusha gets the Haskoma, gets the agreement from the enemy. You get the agreement from the enemy. And Hashem had to have the agreement from Paroi. So that's the way you deal with him. And maybe you don't deal with him head on. You deal with him and you say, you know what, we go only 3 days. And then they went, and it was the seventh day he catched them, because he saw after 3 days they don't come back. Aha, now my decision is I go after them. And now you put power into the peak of having this desire to get them back. You know? That the Birol wanted. That he wanted to put him in that pitfall. That he has this desire to get them back, and he goes against all the odds into the Yam. And there he had to recognize that he was wrong. And Paroi survived that thing. Yeah? Paroi was the only one surviving the Kriyas Yamsu, because this recognition of Paroi had to be there. But you had to put him into that he wants in the peak, in that peak situation, he wants to run after them. Otherwise it wouldn't be the right Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you have to finish up with that Ra from the side of the Ra. You can't finish off with the Ra from the side of the Toiv. That means you escape.
That doesn't sound very practical for today.
Very well, very practical. That's the way you do it with the Yetzer.
But not
Goyim. Goyim, I don't know what that means. I don't know what the Goyim are. I don't know what. I don't have this clarity of dealing with the Goyim and the Kedusha. We don't have that. Okay? But with your Yetzer.
The Darwinists. What's talk about the Darwinists. Let's talk about the Yetzer.
Yeah. So Yetzer, same thing, you know, the same thing. When you want to get out of the Yetzer, you have to make a clear decision that you want to get out. But you say, I'll be clean from the Yetzer for 3 days. But then you don't go back. But you don't say, my deal with the Yetzer, and say, I'll clean with the Yetzer forever. Then the Yetzer makes, and you will not be clean from the Yetzer. But I'll be clean for 3 days. But inside you know that you want to be clean forever, but yet the Kabbalah is only for 3 days. And you walk out 3 days. And then you go further. From there you go further on. Yeah? That's the way you speak with your Yetzer. Even though inside you know you want to go on, you want to really be clean. But the Kabbalah is only for 3 days, or things like this. And then you understand what the Kabbalah is, that you are...
The undertaking.
The undertaking is only for a limited time. You don't undertake forever. That will be impractical. That is a mistake of the people. They say, I will be forever without cars. Omein, selo, kein yiros. You know, you're the crazy man, you know. What means forever? I'll be forever. What's forever? What's mentos forever? What's mentos? No. I now foresee that I have this at this time, and those are the circumstances. This I will deal with. But I want insight to get out entirely, but I deal with this, and then I go further.
So in the olden days, we used to be able to make a vow.
Eh?
A vow.
I don't know what a vow is.
Neder. We could make a neder in the old days. Make a neder, and then the neder would help you through.
Yes, but the neder is always, that's difficult, because that the Shlomo HaMelech says already, the neder is a very difficult task, because it could be very much that you are not making the neder. That's what he says. Toiv shaloi tido, mishatido.
So
it's not so easy. That's
not saying that we have it today.
That it says, tzadikim mashbi mesitzo. When you are in the madrig of tzadik, that's a good eitzah. But when you are not in the madrig of tzadik the way I am, that I'm a madrig in the middle of the struggle, you better don't make a neder, because then Shlomo HaMelech says, don't make a neder, because you will not keep it. You know, you may go only for a limited amount of time. Don't make erase that entirely. But in your heart, you want to erase it entirely, and that's the way you develop. Yeah, was he?
In terms of children, listen, the suggestion, what happens when Yom Kippur, you can't sleep for 3 days. Chuba is Chuba. So Yom Kippur, you say,
Where is the thing to throw at you? No, tshuva means that you go on a way out of your hate. Tshuva doesn't mean that you are chemically clean. Tshuva means you are on a path, which the end of this path, you will get rid of yora. That's what means tshuva. Tshuva is going on that path. Tshuva is not reaching the end. That's reaching the end because of the grave, but tshuva is going on a path. That Rabbi Saul speaks at Al-Kafirush in the Michtav Lamed. He says that making tshuva means that you are still under the chait, but you already make the first step of recognition even, that you urge to get out. That's already called about tshuva, because you're on the path. Even though you are still doing the wrong things, but you begin. It's a beginning of a path. That's called making tshuva. That's called oisin tshuva.
And you say I'm going to be about tshuva for 3 days?
No, this oisin tshuva means you go on a path. That's oisin tshuva. The doing tshuva means you go on a path. Doing tshuva means not reach the end. That's a big mistake. Doing tshuva is going on a path. That's Rabbi Saul Befeirush. It's mefurish a psukim in Yecheskel. It says the roshe. I don't want to kill the roshe. And the other one, the pasuk says, I want to kill these people. The bnei Eli. The sons of Eli HaKoyen. He says, I want to kill them. So he says, Kan be'oisin tshuva, kan shaloi oisin tshuva. But the oisin tshuva is, I don't want to kill the Roshe. So he's still called Roshe. And it says oisin tshuva, but you call him Roshe. But you call that oisin tshuva. What's going on? He's called the Roshe. That means he makes the wrong thing. But you say, no, he makes tshuva. But he's called the Roshe. What means oisin tshuva? It's called the roshe. Because for sure he does the wrong things. But he's already going the first step on that path out of his chait. That's called oisin tshuva. And Bnei Eli, they were not going on any path because they didn't listen to their father. So there's no hope for them. So that's it. When there's no hope to get out, that's it. Why should I wait? I want to kill them. That's what the Bnei Eli says. Because there's no hope for them. They will not get out of that. But when you feel that you did something wrong, and that makes you motivated that you want to do something, that's already oisin tshuva. That's Rabbi Saul. Yeah. Okay. So oisin tshuva doesn't mean a mind like this. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Good. The fikoch. That's why we are page 37. The fikoch anach nochiyom lahoides lahalu leshaber lefoyer lerayim lahadel lefoyer lahalu lekalis lemi. Unbelievable. You know, you spoke about the Borei Olam the whole time. And you spoke about Kilu Shechina. And you spoke about Ani Hashem. You said about that the Borei Olam came. And it was his revelation. And now you say, you have to be Meshabeach. To who? You say, to the one which made it. It makes no sense. No, you should have said, "Lord is a lahalel, Lashem is borach." Shosalav is saying, "Those is lemi." You have to say. You said the whole time. You spoke about the Beroel the whole time. You know, from the beginning of the Agode, the Holach Manio, the Avodu in the Parvitz Avodu, Hashem Elokeinu, Ani Hashem, the whole time. You know, and now you come to the end, and you have to be. You have to give praise, and you say, I give the praise to the one which made that. What is to the one which made that? You see? You think you have it in your pocket? We spoke about that. After all the things, after you understand that Hashem entered the picture, after you are running, after the matzah, and after the Pesach, and after the moral, you know what? You still don't get it. It's still above you. You still don't get it. Because it's way above you. It's way above what you think is above. And you were running. And you thought, now I have shaychus to. It's still above. It's still far away. Lemisha also. It's unbelievable. When you read that, that's always that you have to cry when you read it, because you ask, then you say, it's still far, you know? I'm still far away, you know? Levi Shonson, I was saying, Valona, it's called an Israeli. Now comes the Hallel. Now we have to understand that the Hallel is said from David HaMelech. So David HaMelech was the prototype of the Jewish nation. That's why he was a Melech. Melech means the prototype or the aftipus or whatever, the prototype or the core point. The Rambam says the Melech is the heart of the Klal Yisrael. Heart means the central point. Libon Shel Yisrael, you know that, the Rambam says. The Melech is the Libon Shel Yisrael, he's the heart. That means he's the central point. So what happened to David HaMelech in a personal sense, that happens to all of us, to all of the Klal Yisrael. Look. Haleluko, Halelu Avdei Hashem, Halelu Hashem Hashem. We want to give praise to Hashem, let's say. Everywhere, all over the world, there is praise for Hashem. And what is it? Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Ala shomayim kvoidoi. For the goyim, he is high up. Above heaven. You know, really high up. But by us, mi kashem elekeinu. Who is like our God? And now you say, Hamakbi hi lo shoves. He is higher. That Rishon you say, Hamakbi hi means he is even higher than high. That's why you made the yud in the end. Hamakbi hi lo shoves. He is higher than high. But what? Hamashpi li. He is lower, looks lower than low. Hamashpi li rois bashamayim uvaretz. He looks down till the end of everything, and he's present till the lowest madreges. Where? He takes the poor from the dust and from the dirt. He takes the Evyoin. That was David HaMelech. We spoke about that. David HaMelech was, again, this Gingy, I apologize, you know. He was a Gingy, and you know, he was a Sophic Mamzer, and you made like this when you went next to the guy, you know. You just said, that's how he's from, you know, it's a Sophic Lover Bacall, you know, it's not kosher Bacall, you know. No, it has nothing to do with the Kal Hashem, you know. An outcast, you know. He's an outcast of an outcast. The whole thing. You know, that was me Ashbos. Klal Yisrael was the same. Avraham Avinu was created the same way, even worse. Chazal say about Avraham Avinu, he was created from, in a way that you can't have children like this. Not shayach. When I tell you are married, it was from the Bia Shalei Kedarko. It's unbelievable, you know, that they say. I'd say that Avraham Avinu was created from a Bia Shalei Kedarko. Yeah? You know what that means?
Yeah.
You understand what it means, okay? A Bia Shalei Kedarko, like Avraham Avinu. That's really Miashpois, you know, from the there he came, you know? That was Chazal saying. Avraham Avinu in the body came from nowhere. Not possible to have children like this, you know? And his father was Ovid Avodah Zorah, and his mother was Ovid Avodah Zorah, and there were people which were caught in a physical and spiritual dirt, which is thick, you know, thick. And the Boreh Olam said, that one will be the one which will create Klal Yisrael. This, which comes from the dirt, which comes from the stinking dirt, that one will create Klal Yisrael. That David HaMelech speaks about himself, that David HaMelech reached the Madrege, that he is like the Oves HaKdoshim. He's the fourth foot on the chair, you know. The three is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, the fourth is David. That is the preambulum. That is the prelude of the whole Hallel. And now, now we speak about Klal Yisrael. When we came out of Egypt,
how come they from the dirt
dark side or the dirt.
That's Kiru Yichud. Again, Hashem wants that the dark side agrees with the Kedusha. Hashem has his hidden ways that the dark side agrees also with the Kedusha. And that's part of that, you know?
And just to say that, because I know you said this, but you said that the definition of Kedusha is a revelation of Hashem's presence.
Yes.
So that's...
So it says, Mi yiten tohoir mitome, haloi echot. That is a pasuk in Iyov. You can read it in Parshas Chukas in the Medrash Rabbe. It's around the pasuk, Mi yiten tohoir mitome, haloi echot. Mi yiten avrom miterach, haloi yechidoi shaloilom. Avrom, this tohoir, comes from this tome that only Hashem can do it, which is the yochid. You remember Yochid? Yochid means one, unique. And what was the revelation from the last Makkos? Ein komoini b'chol oretz. I am unique. This uniqueness creates Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, it creates Avrom from Terach, it creates Olam Habo mi'Olam Hazeh. That's Chazal. Yeah? Okay? This is the biggest thing in the world, that the Baal Olam is not only in his backyard, he is in the opposite side too, you know, there he is also. You think he's not present there? Mistake, he's there. And from there comes David HaMelech. Yeah? And from there Avraham Avinu comes. Okay? Right on. So we are went out of that dirt. What happened to us? Yisrael Mam Shaloisov. What is Mam Shaloisov? Those which are creating the Malchus. But perhaps you heard that once. It says, Ki Lashem Hamlucho Umoishel Bagoyim. So the Goyim says, Malchus is for Klal Yisrael, and Memsholo is for the Goyim. Because Memsholo means rulership, dictatorship. Dictatorship. Malchus means that you come, Malchus is, you are Mekabel HaMelech, and you are Mamlich the Melech, you know? You are Mekabel Malchus Shomai. But a Memshola, you are not Mekabel. The Goyim, they don't have a say. The Boyim doesn't ask the Goyim, do you want me as a ruler over you? No, you are not asked. But Klal Yisrael is asked on Rosh Hashanah, but you want him as a Melech, and you have to be Mamlich him, that's right? So that's the difference between Malchus and Memshola. So what do you say over here? The country Israel, Mamlech Yisov has to be, not Mamshel Yisov. Kira Shem Hamlucho, Umoishel Bagoyim. So why do you say Mamshel Yisov? That's the depth. The depth is, that's a very deep point. Depth is that Klal Yisrael is for sure Mekabel Malchus Shomai. But when you are Mekabel, when you were Chayzer B'Tshuva, you understand that. When you are Mekabel Malchus Shomayim, it reveals to itself that it had to be like this. Bets me, I have no choice. Even though you are Mekabelit, but bets me, you have no choice. It has to be like this. That's an intrinsic feeling when you are Shaiches, when you are revealing a Shaiches to Kedusha. You are Mekabel Malchus, but you are Mekabel a thing, and then you see, you know, that had to be like this. So it's Be'etzem Mam Shaloisov, even though you are Mekabelit. That's the depth of the covenant between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That is beginning over here. We spoke about the bris. That's a connection. You are connected to the Baal Olam in a way which can't be separated. That's called Yisrael Mam Shelo Yisof. Yeah?
Isn't that ruler? The people don't really like that ruler.
Yeah, but this is, you are Mekabel, but in the end it has to be.
The Melech, the people want the Melech, they don't want the ruler.
So when you want the Melech, it reveals that it had to be like this, like Chazor B'Tshuva.
He's still a Melech.
Of course, but it is Mam Shelo Yisof. It is both. You know, you are Mekabel the Melech, but in the end, it has to be like this. Yeah? That is a deep point. It has to be. You know, even though you are getting it, but it had to be like this. Mam Shelo Yisof. Hayom ro v'yonois hayardin yishuv lo'ochel. You remember, Hayom ro v'yonois, so you ask, Ma ro hayom v'yonois? You remember that? What is? I think it's Samsung, but that's right, you heard that once? You heard that once? It was nice. You liked it. Read. Hayom rov hayonos hayad in yisuv locha. Hayom rov tu chayin goyis kinet shein. Malach hayom kishonus hayad in yisuv locha. So you ask the question: what did the yam see and went away? And then you say, Hayom tu kedu chayin goyis kinet shein. And then the answer is, Milifnei odoin chuliyoret. Milifnei lekayakiv. So what do Chazal say? You know that he said Aroyin Shel Yosef. Why didn't you ask the question? David HaMelech asks the question and gives another teretz, you know. What did the Yam see? Aroyin Shel Yosef. But David HaMelech says not Aroyin Shel Yosef. What is the same thing? Where do you see the same thing? Where do you see? No, it says over here. It says, Mishnei Olu Chul Yosef Mishnei Elika Yaakov. From this connection from Hashem to the Jew. That's what the Kriya Samsuf happened. It's not from this abstract thing which is called Hashem. On Eloika Yaakov, from this connecting, the way we had beforehand, the Mam Shalosov, from this connection, the Yam went away. So where was this connection revealed? By Yosef HaTzadik, when he was Yonas HaChutzo, because you were able to stand in that difficulty, like Yosef, by Ashes Potiphar, only when you are connected to Hashem. So both are right. Aroyin Shel Yosef is right, but it means Be'etzem Elika Yaakov. So you see, the first chapter over here speaks about this intrinsic connection with Hashem. That Klal Yisrael is connected with Hashem in an unbreakable way. And there, all the Nisim are happening, everything is happening. That's it. All the Nisim happen out of that what we speak in the Haggadah. We speak in the Haggadah, the Borei Olam entered the picture because of us and he's connected to us. That's what we say in Hallel. That's where the Nisim come from. All of them. Weiter. Now it gets over. We are now going this broch over. Go to the Hemshah of the Hallel.
So when the Rosh Hashanah is part of the Hallel in Haggadah, is there discussion or...
No, I read it. Perhaps I say it afterwards. The Hallel, I say it the way it says. Because that's like a Chiyuv Amira, like you say the Hallel in the Rosh Chodesh. You don't explain it in the middle, you know. So I sing it, I read it. It's all. I'm already half drunk, you know. You understand, you know. It's after the case shlishis, and then you make the end of the Hallel. Okay. So, however. So Shpei Chamosu will. This is the Biur Horah. That means when the Ketush is Niskale again, and the Ketush is Niskale, when this covenant with a Boir Olam, with Hashem and us is Niskale, then all the bad things are falling away. That's the Shpei Chamosu. Now, page 53, the Hallel again. Now you say, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu Kirishim Chotein Kovod. You see, we are so connected to you, it's not for us, it's for you. Al-Chasur al-Mitecho. And now, you see it? 53. Lomo yoimu ha-goyim ayeno eloyeyem. Veloheinu ba-shumayim ke'ele she'chofitz also. The goyim ask a very good question, no? They ask, where is Hashem? And what is our answer? Veloheinu ba-shumayim ke'ele she'chofitz also. You know, hey, what shall I do? He did what he did, you know. It's a very shvach teretz, you know. The goyim ask a very good teretz. A very good question. You tell yourself, Yisrael Mam Shaloisov, Eloka Yaakov, Kriyas Yamsuf, and then you get the Crusades. You are beaten up till the last of the Jew came out in thing. And then come Chelnitsky, you know, Tachvetat, and then the Jews in Poland, they are gone, you know. And then comes Chvesvos, and then all that in Italy, the Pope, you know, the Pope was always involved in that thing, these things, you know. And they always, and you say, yeah, ha-ha, we are the chosen people. And then the goyim comes and says, chosen people, what's this? I don't know, I'm who is it? And what do you say? You know, what shall I do? He did what he wanted to do. So it's a very, very weak thing, you know. Very weak. What is the answer? The answer is no. The goyim have no shaykhis to a thing which is above. That's why they are called umis ho'olam. There are nations of the world. There are nations of the world. Things have to be revealed. We spoke about that when Avraham Avinu was created. That's right. things have to be revealed immediately. And when you don't see it on the surface, it's not existent. That's what they ask. And what do we say? You have to know. We are connected not to things which are revealed. We are connected to the Rotzen Hashem Be'etzem. That's called Kol Hashem Chofetz also. There we are. We are not from this world, but we are connected to Hashem. We are connected to Hashem in the way that we are connected to the real interest of Hashem, of Him, and He is above. There we are. This covenant from us with Hashem is not a thing which always has to be shown with Nissim Gluim. No, because Kol Hashem Chofetz also, there we are. And now look, and now we say, Hatzabeim kesef zov masi edo, the teodom. Pelahem, that means the idols, because they are only what they are. It means they are made from human man, from human decisions, from human hands. Hatzabeim kesef zov masi edo. And then, because they are only in a realm of revelation, in the realm of the world, then they have a full body, but no life. Because life comes from that aboveness. And this idol has no life to it. It has a nice form. It has hands. It has legs. It has a nose, it has eyes, but it doesn't see. There's no chiyus to it, because it lacks the aboveness. But by us, and then you say, K'moyim yoseyim k'el asher b'teyach bohem. What is bitochen? What means bitochen? How do you translate bitochen?
Trust,
yeah, okay, I don't know. Bitochen means that you live with the other. When I am b'teyach in you, that means I live with you. So when a goy lives with this avodah zarah, he will be as dead as the avodah zarah. He says, that means I live with that. I am as non-shaykh to something higher as the avodah zarah. I will be, my whole life will be only worldly, dead. K'moyim yoseya. I'll have a nice form, I'll have a nice appearance, I'll have a nice career, but there will be no chiyus inside, nothing, because there's no aboveness. Because the idol I believe in is also only from this world. I live with that, I'll be the same thing. And now we, Yisrael betach ba'Hashem, we are the covenant. We are connected to Hashem. We are living with Him. Ezrom umoginam hu. He will be our help and our shield. Because this aboveness will, in the end, work out that He'll help us. That will be now the Hallel. That this aboveness will reveal itself by us. But it's not a thing which is always there. Because once in a while you have this stage where you say, where is that? You know, you tell you are the chosen people, where is that? Then you say, no, we are connected much deeper. But in the end, Ezrom umoginam hu, it will come out. You couldn't believe. The Dvorim Rabba, the Medrash Rabba in Dvorim says, K'moyim yoseim k'el asher b'teyach bohem. That the goyim, they will be like the idols. And we, Chazal say, we will be like Hashem. That they say on that posuk, Yisrael betach b'Hashem. They live with the idols, they will be like them. We live with Hashem, we'll be like Him. And we say, on that posuk.
So then, what is the purpose of the
going? So, okay. That's it. Okay. Well, that not Leila Sefer. Leila Sefer, no going around, you know. They all fall off, you know?
Well, we went perfectly at the top of the prize before Shvach.
I didn't speak about that. Let's Hallel. Let's get the Hallel. The Hallel is enough now, and afterwards we'll do that. Beis Aaron bitchu b'Hashem Ezra Mogginamu, Yireh Hashem bitchu b'Hashem Ezra Mogginamu. Yeah? That's what we have. We have. That the bitochen, we are throwing ourselves on this aboveness, and in the end there will be Ezrom umoginom. He will shield us and he'll help us. But that has to come out. That's now the work. Now, you see, from that connection to Hashem, comes out broche. That's the first step. Hashem schoronu yevorich. Schoronu means, perhaps I'll explain that to you, but that is interesting. What means zikoron? Remembering. What does it mean, Hashem remembers? Did you think once he forgets about it and then says, oh, I remember. What means Hashem remembers? What means when you remember something? What does it mean?
You forget it first.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but what means to remember? Forget it first, okay, but...
It
comes to the front of your mind.
Yeah, but the point is, what I want over here, it's all right, but I want over here, Zikoron means I remember a thing, how it is within my world. Yeah? Because, for example, when I am a tailor, then I see you, but I see your shirts. And I remember your shirts. But when I'm a barber, I see you, and I remember your haircuts. The remembering is always tinted by your own, the way you have it.
Your own perspective.
Your own perspective. That's always like this. Remembering is not, that's a mistake today. Today you think remembering means like a video. You make a video, and then in your mind there's a video machine, and it takes everything in. And then when you remember something, you put play, and then the video goes off. It's not like this. Remembering always has to do something with your own involvement in that case. And according to your own involvement, you remember what happened. That's called remembering. That's called zechor. So when Hashem is remembering us, He remembers us on His terms. That's called Hashem's choronu. He's not remembering us on our terms, on His terms. And then, from that remembering on His terms, comes out the brocha, because we are connected to Him. Hashem's choronu, Yevorich. Yevorich is Beis Yisrael. Yevorich is Beis Aaron. Yevorich is Hashem, Aktanim Imgdoim. And now, it's not only a brocha we have, the brocha brings to a multiplication. Yosef Hashem Aleichem, Aleichem Val Beneichem. Bruchem Atem Hashem Oysu Shemayim Vohetz. And now we'll turn till now we all spoke that we got from Hashem something. We are Mekabel the Memshole. There's a covenant that we are connected to Him, and this connection comes to us and it reveals with us, and we're living with that. That is all what we did today, till now. And now we turn that around. Wait, look. Hashomayim shomayim laHashem. And now veHaoretz nosan livnei Adam. He gave this world to us in order we should work. We are giving back praise to Hashem. He created that connection to us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. We know that this connection is all of our life. The chofetz, the real will of Hashem, that is our life where we live from. And now we give something back. Look. Ohavti ki yishma Hashem eskreili, tachanunoi. Ki hito oznoili v'yom ayeko. I like that He listens to me. Now you become active. You remember that the Hashem comes, He gives you, but you are able to be active. That's now beginning. The Hallel is the Shevach on the same Nekude as the Leila Seder. The Leila Seder, this connection to the Borei Olam reveals itself. And the Hallel is the whole thing goes around this connection to Hashem. I am connected, and He made that, and He took me out, and I can live on His shoulders, and it will come out, even though now it's only chofetz and not, you don't see it, but it will be Ezrom Umoginom, and it will make a broche, and it will make a schire, and a broche, and everything will be, and the Yosef, a ribui, will be more and more. And now, what do? I give back. Ohavti ki yishma Hashem eskreili tachanunoi, ki ito oznoili. He listens to me. Uvyom ayeko. What happens to me? I am surrounded by terrible things. And what do? I find pain and grief. That's right. That's what I find. What do? I will call out to Hashem. Why do I call out to Hashem? Because there is a connection to Him we spoke about till now. I will call out to Hashem in these terrible situations. I'll call out to Him. Shem Hashem Eko. On Hashem Malta Nafshi. You should free me from that thing, you know? Chanun Hashem Betzadik Velekeinu Merachem. I'm positive that He has Rachmonis. Shem Epsoim Hashem Dalashi Veli Yoshia. He will help me. Shuvi Nafshi Limnu Choychi. I want to go back to my source. That's the Menuchah. My nefesh wants to go back to the source where she comes from. Why? Ki Hashem gomal oloichi. Ki chilatzo nafshi mimoves es eini min domo es ragne midech. You helped me out of all these tzores, you know. I want to be meshabeach. You helped me out of all these tzores. Es haleich lifnei Hashem ba'artzei sachayim. You're unbelievable. Not only I'm actively praising you, I will walk in front of Hashem. You could imagine that? I walk in front of Him. That's what you say. Es haleich lifnei Hashem. Not after Him. I go in front of Him. My activity is so big in that covenant with Him that I am walking in front of Him. I have a decision. I have a say. I walk in front of Him.
Yeah? It's not just space that He left in you.
Yeah, no, more. The space is now active. Huh? Now you see. Now this is my pshat. I believe because I say that. No, this to believe that you can walk in front of Hashem, you don't believe it. No one believes that. But David HaMelech says in this verse, it says, I believe it because I say it. That's a way to believe. You know, I believe because I speak about that, and I believe it. You know, it's a difficult thing to believe that I can be so big that I can walk in front of Hashem. But hemanti ki adaber. I said in a hassle, call all them crazy, that all of the man is one big lie. Because according to this malach, you are not a lie. When I look with mean eyes and think, you know what is going on, you're a liar. I'm a liar. You know what I am? I'm a liar. Of course. I make you believe that I'm a rabbi. I'm a liar. So David HaMelech would look at me and says, you know what, Leicester is one big lie. From here till here, one big lie. And he would look at all of us and says, you know what, from here till here, one big lie. But after he sees, you know what, Hashem has a breeze. And He wants us. And He's connected to us. And you know what, you can give back. And you can give back to that extent that you can walk in front of Him. It was a little bit quick to say that he's a liar. Because he's worth something. Because he's Jewish. He's worth something. That's David HaMelech, you know? And he omarti b'chovzi kol odom koizev. Yeah? And now what you do? Mo oshiv la Hashem. What can I give back to Hashem? Kol tagmulo yeloi. I want to give back. What do I want to give back? Koizishu es esu v'shem Hashem ekro. Nedorai la Hashem asharem. All my, you say that beforehand. The word. Nedorim, nedor. What's that? All my wows. A wow is a thing you initiate and you give it back to Him. Nador al Hashem Ashalim, Nekdon al Cholamoy, Yoko Be'ini Hashem Amofsol Hasidov. What's that? Yoko. Yoko means it's
precious.
The death of His righteous. What does it mean? You know what? When you are a person, you know what, over here in South Africa, you have all these natural resources. That's right. When you are born, you got natural resources. And when you are a righteous person, you worked on these natural resources and built up a beautiful world. And now, when you are dying, you give back a beautiful world to Hashem out of all these natural resources you had. That's a precious thing. Yokol be'ene Hashem hamofsol achasidov. The death is the uppermost giving back. The whole difficulty of dying is that you have to understand you give back. You not only give back money, you don't only give back oath, you don't only give back things, you give back your whole life. But when your life is worked out in the right way, Hashem says, that's a precious thing. I gave Him very amorphous raw material, you know?
Rough diamonds that He
gave. Yeah, that's right. Rough diamonds, whatever you want. I gave Him raw material. And now this guy made from that a beautiful world. Yokol Bein Hashem Amosu. You know, you see, we are now on the way giving back. That's the peak of giving back. That's the peak. The whole difficulty of a person dying is that, whether he is willing to give back. You say it in Slichas. You say it in Slichas that you shouldn't be bewildered in the day when you pass away. Yeah? Yeah? Pedeinu, I saw you say these slichas. You say pedeinu mimahumas moves veocho bal nisoigo. You should be free me from the mahuma. It's a bewilderness or something like this. Mahumas moves, and I shouldn't go back. That means like this: when a person passes away, shouldn't speak about that. But when a person passes away, there comes a time where he says, "Now I have to go," and now you are bewildered. I have to go. This is the aboveness. You have to go above your world, and you have to give back into a reality which is way above you. And now you say, "I have nowhere to hold on." You know, no, you have nowhere to hold on. You have to go above. I can't. You can. You have to give back. And this is, you shouldn't have this bewilderness, and you shouldn't ochor bal nisoigo. I shouldn't retreat from that. That's your tefillah. I should be able really to give back. To give back my whole life. I take my life with all of it in and you say, okay, I give it back. Yeah, what is?
It seems to be that this is a simon for the klal being more chashuv than the individual, because over here, this chassid has surely got an unbelievable olam haba. No one mentions it. It's not spoken about. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets out of the chassid himself, which was the takin of his.
Very nice, yeah, could be. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Very nice. But this is the uppermost giving back. We speak about giving back over here. You give back your tefillah, you give back your praise, you give back your oath, you give back everything. And in the end, you give back your life. Just give back, tchach, give back my life. That's it. Yoko Beina Hashem Mofsel Chaziz. Give back that. That is the covenant, you know, for both sides. He created us in a way that we are connected to Him, and we are taking this connection and hooking back in into that, you know? That's what we do. You see? It's a good halal,
that's
eh?
That's the whole purpose. There's a shutfim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the
concept. That's right. That's it. That's what we have.
Is the thing you give back? That precious thing,
that your life?
That's your life. And your life?
No, it's your life.
It's your
life. Yeah. That's your life. It's an unbelievable halal. Nachon, you say you sing it Rosh Chodesh too, you know? You say it.
Tomorrow is going to be here.
Yeah. So, but that, this is unbelievable. Weiter. Okay, weiter?
Yes.
Weiter. Yeah. Honor Hashem. And now you say, oh no, and now you understand this honor Hashem. You say, oh no, Hashem, please. Ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho, pitachto lemoisei roi. You should open up my chains. Because my chains are binding me to this world, which I am not able to really give back. Open up these chains, I will be able to give back. Huh? Evet.
Comes up, you say hello too fast.
I think so, yeah. L'cho es b'chsevach toidu v'shem Hashem ekro, nedor el Hashem ashar la'im nekdon l'chol amoy. And we do that, this avoyde, this giving back is in Yerushalayim, that's the mokum avoyde. And now, be'etzem, the halal is, the first part of halal is coming to an end now. There are two parts of halal. And you have to understand that this is a thing, it's a tricky thing. You have to understand, the tachlis of halal is one posuk. It's Hoydu Hashem ki toiv ki roilam chazdei. Because in the end, this covenant and this relationship with the Boroilam brings down the chesed of Hashem to the world. That's what you want. So you say twice Hoydu Hashem. You say it here, soon, and you say it in the end. Hoydu Hashem ki toiv ki roilam chazdei. That's the last pasuk too. And you will see how that works. But first, we have this avoid. We get from Hashem this Yetzias Mitzrayim, and He created us in that way, and now we give back till we give back our life, and now we want, the way we spoke beforehand, that all of the world should recognize that. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shapchu kol orumim, ki govar oleinu chazdoi. That means the chesed of Hashem is overwhelming. It's not like by the goyim, because the chesed of Hashem comes from above. So it's overwhelming. Govar oleinu chazdoi. Vemes Hashem lo elom haleluko. Yeah? We are connected to the Bor Olam, and all the goyim should see that. And now you say, Hoydu Hashem kitoiv ki lo elom chazdoi, ki lo elom chazdoi, that the chesed should be revealed in the world. That's it. And now comes the second stage. The second stage of Hallel is something which is taking you off the chair. We are going a step further. Yeah? Okay, now comes the second. The first was this interaction. It's a give and take. You get something from the Bor Olam and you give back. The second is bitochen. Bitochen means there's no real difference anymore between giving and taking. You're just there. You live with the reality of Hashem. It's not that you know that He gave you something and you want to give back. You are just together. It's this being together. That's called bitochen. The second half of Hallel goes on the Madrege, which I would call that bitochen. I never worked on that, bitochen, but bitochen means that you live de facto with that presence of Hashem. It's not that you get and you give back. You get. It's not these two ways. There are no two ways anymore. It's all one thing. Yeah, it's all one thing. You and the Bor Olam, that's all one thing. There are two sides of one coin, you know? That's what now we come in. Look. Er guckt auf mir, war ich schon. Aber mina meitzar, mina meitzar korosiko ononi bamerchov ko. Now, I called him from the narrow side and he answered me from the in a big way, you know? Hashem li loy iro. You see? That's bitochen. Hashem is with me. It's not... And I have no fear from anyone. That means it's not Hashem li, and now I have to give back. No, no, He is with me, and nothing happens. Lo yiro, ma yase li yodo. What does a person do to me? You remember, Pastor, this is a question of a general knowledge, but once in a while people have too much of general knowledge, that's one of them. Perhaps you heard that once, that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, by Reuven, that he wanted to save Yosef from the hands of the brother. And there the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that the brothers, with their decision, could really harm Yosef, not according to the din of the Bor Olam. You heard that once? No? You didn't hear it? It's a question of general knowledge. So when you didn't hear it, you are lucky. You shouldn't hear that, because it's a very difficult Orach Chaim. But the Orach Chaim says that the prira of the person is so big that with my prira I can really hurt you. A tiger can't hurt you. That's why they put him into the bowl with a nechoshim. Because a nechosh will do only what it's supposed to do for the Bor Olam. The nechosh has no prira. So when the nechosh will bite, he's chayiv misa. When the nechosh won't bite, not chayiv misa. It's like you leave it for the nechoshim. But you, with your decision, you could do the wrong thing. That's unbelievable. That's the Bor Chaim. But he didn't read the pasuk over here. He says, Hashem li lo yiro, ma yase li odom. No. No. A person can't do anything. The Orach Chaim didn't say Hallel, vice versa. No, he said. He knew that posuk too. But he knew that the Maral says it too. He knew that this posuk you can only say with a very high madrega of bitochen. Because normally that doesn't happen. A person can harm you. And you can't say, what does a person do to me? No, a person is the most dangerous thing in the world. Because a person has a free will, and he is really dangerous. Because he has his own decision.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, and he gets the reshus from the Bor Olam to decide. He gets a koyach. A person has a real koyach. That's why you are a human being. You have a real koyach. You have a prire. So that's dangerous. The tiger has no prire. He will do what the Bor Olam tells him, you know. You know, and we saw people, there were people which lions went next to them and didn't do anything, you know. There were other people which lions went not next to them, but were just into them, you know. But there were people which said, happen like this, and it's because the lion does exactly what the Bor Olam tells him. He doesn't have any prira, you know.
Because what you were saying yesterday, it's much more this chava onish.
the reason for the bechira.
Okay, however, yeah.
What I'm trying with is that the snake hasn't got bechira, so if the person's chayav misa, he gets killed. But if Hashem wants, if the person's chayav misa, isn't the other person with his bechira just a shaliach of Hashem?
So this is the question on the Orach Chaim. I don't want to go into that. Only the Orach Chaim says something like this. Okay, that's a question. But over here, the pasuk doesn't say like this. But this is the madrege of bitochen of Dovid HaMelech. I am so connected to the Boir Olam, a man can't reach there. Yeah?
So they're also saying that if a person has that level of Bechura of Dovid HaMelech, then it will actually stop the other person's Bechura.
Like so this, yeah, okay, however, yeah.
So
okay.
What I'm saying is that because he has such a high level of Bechura, it can even go as far as
he talks. But Orach Chaim didn't speak about that Pasuk, he spoke about Reuven. But over here, David HaMelech says, I am so living with the Boir Olam, no one can do anything, even a man. No one. And that was this. Hashem li ba'izri v'ani er'e b'soynoi. You see, I see the people which hate me, and I am with the Boir Olam, no problem, you know. Toiv lachzois b'Hashem mifteh abodom. It's better to lifteyach b'odom means that you have trust, or you rely on a man which he promised you something. That means bitochen. And lachzois means that you rely on someone which didn't promise anything. You still rely on him. For example, I have a machse under a tree when the rain comes. I'm not boteach in the tree. The tree didn't promise me anything. But I am a machse because the tree gives me a shelter when the rain comes, you know, or whatever it is. Or the gak gives me a shelter. That's called a machse. A beteach means that he told me, come to me, I'll help you. So it's better to have this connection to Hashem in an even when he didn't tell you, but you are relying on him. It's better than when someone promises you. Yeah? Nedivim, those are the Avomich of Yaakov over here, yeah? Kol goyim sevavuni. Now he says, what happens? All of the goyim wanted to kill David HaMelech or the Klal Yisrael. You know, kol goyim sevavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. Sevavuni gam sevavuni b'shem Hashem. Amilam means I cut them. Amilam means nidosh milo. I cut them. No, because Hashem is with me. Sevavuni kidvorem derecho keishkeitzim b'shem Hashem ki amilam. You see, it's gone. This give and take. I'm just there b'shem Hashem. It's much higher madreig over here. You see. Now, Ozi v'zimros ko v'yihili lishuvo. No, first you say, Hoshioli Hashem, and I made a zimro. Why? This is the saying, Ozi v'zimros ko, I make a zemel, and the Boir Olam also rescued me. No, first you have to rescue, and then you make a zemel. That's right? So Rashi says in one of the psukim, that's I think in Yeshaya, Rashi says you first make a zemel and then comes to Yeshua. What a crazy man, you know. Crazy. You first make say thank you Hashem for rescuing me for that, and then the rescue comes. So, no, first comes the rescue, then you thank him.
That's a real bitachon.
That is the real living with Hashem. That you before the thing happens already you can say thank you. Yeah, you make a zema out of that. Yeah? Now you say, now never mind, not everything. No? I'm sure that I'll live. I had difficulties, but he didn't kill me. He didn't make me ois. He didn't nullify me. I will open up me the shorim. I will be moided to the Boir Olam. Zehashar Hashem tzadikim yovoi yovoi. And now you say, Oyit choki anisoni. I am moided now. Ki anisoni that you answered me. Yeah, but the hilili shuo, and you helped me. And now you say, Even moasu haboinim. The even moasu haboinim means David HaMelech. And Moasu Aboini means Avrom Yitzchok V'Yakov. Avrom Yitzchok V'Yakov, they didn't want, or they didn't go for that middle like David HaMelech. They went for Chesed, and the other one went for Din, and the other one went for Emes. But David HaMelech, Midas Malchus, they didn't work with that. David HaMelech worked with that. And that's called Even Moasu Aboinim, but in the end, it will Hoysho L'Roish Pino. This person which comes from the dirt, he will be the top. Yeah? And now you say, Meyes Hashem Hoysho Zois. Only Hashem can do that. That the one which was in the dirt, and no one wanted to deal with that thing, he will be the top. Meyes Hashem Hoysho Zois. That stems from a source which is absolutely above our understanding.
Sorry, why is Malchus not taken up by anybody besides David?
That's why. Heaven was away. That's okay. I don't have to explain that. That's what it is. Okay?
I will not tell you.
And now you say, On Hashem Ushiono. On Hashem Atzlichono. Now you understand that On Hashem Ushiono, On Hashem Atzlichono is not On Hashem Ushiono, help me in my parnosa. On Hashem Atzlichono, I should be Matzliach in my test. No. On Hashem Ushiono, that Hashem should give a Yeshua, that this Malchus, this Madrege, should be revealed. On Hashem Atzlichono, that should be Atzloche, that this whole Kedusha, which we spoke about, should be revealed and should not be held back. That's On Hashem Atzlichono. And now you say, Boruch Hashem, Boruch Habo B'Shem Hashem, you come in the name of Hashem, Berach Duchem in Beis Hashem. Yeah? You are so connected to Hashem that you come with His name. And now what you do? You say, Keil Hashem V'Yoyer Lonu. Now you say something very scary. Keil is a loshen, is a word of chesed. Keil is a word of chesed. And you say, for me, all of the anhog of the Borei Olam is chesed. That's called Keil Hashem. Keil Hashem, it's a big saying. Hashem, which is all of the anhoge, is Keil. All chesed. I see only chesed. I'm so connected to the Borei Olam, what I see is only chesed, around. Keil Hashem, vayoyolonu. And this chesed is shining to me. Now what you say, but don't forget you have to do work. You could make a mistake. When the chesed shines to me, then I can sit back and relax. No. You have to make avoide and korbonis further on. Even though it's chesed for the Boreh Olam the whole time. But the avoide doesn't cease. Yeah? Be careful. Chesed can be, but the avoide doesn't cease. And you say, Keili Ato. Not only Keil Hashem, it's minor. Mine. Keili. You are, your chesed comes to me. The oideko. And I give back. I'm avoided to that. Elekai aroim meko. I will make you bigger. And now, Hoyul Hashem kitoiv kiroam chazdoi. Again. This avoid of bitochen ends. That the chesed of the Borei Olam is with you. That's the end. Both. That's the end. That's the end over here. That was the end in the beginning. And now you understand when I may tell you that when you have a son, you make a bris. Remember that? And when you make a bris, then you say Hallel. But you say a kitzur of the Hallel. You say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Loiloch Moed. That's not the part of the Halal, but that's the Noise, Malchus. That's the Noise. And then you say, On Hashem Oshiono, On Hashem Atzlichono. That means you say, it should be a Hatzloche, that Malchus will be Niskale in that boy, because that's what you do. Malchus should be Niskale in that boy, that he should be an Evet of the Borei Olam, that On Hashem Oshiono, On Hashem Atzlichono. And then you cut the Orle. You take away the Orle. And after you take away the Orle, you say, Hoydu Hashem Kitoiv Kiloilom Chazdoi. You remember that? Then you say, Hoydu Hashem Kitoiv Kiloilom Chazdoi. Because that's the Halal. You say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Loilom Baed. That's the Sugir. And then you say, On Hashem Yishiono, we should have a Yeshua and a Atzloche, that this Malchus can be in his Gale. And then you cut away the Orle, you take away the Ra. And then you say, Hoydu Hashem Kitoiv. That's the last one. You say, this Hoydu Hashem Kitoiv. This one. That last pasuk you say, because that's the end of all of the halal. That's the end of Malchus Shemayim. That was the halal. Okay, you see, the halal deals with exactly the same issue we dealt with the whole Haggadah Shel Pesach. The whole Haggadah Shel Pesach, we dealt with that. What is our connection to Hashem? You know, He came for us. He revealed Himself. He entered the picture. He took us out. Took us by our ears, whatever you want, and He wanted us to be Oivdim, that's the Pesach. He wanted to give us a place, and now the Halal takes that into action. And that's why you say Halal, Leila Seidah. That's why there's a special, but Leila Seidah is a special thing to say Halal. Special thing to say Halal. In Eretz Yisrael, you say Halal even with the Broche. Over here in South Africa, you don't do that. You say in the Beit Knesset, you say Halal with the Broche after Davening. Yeah? By Hasidim, you do that. I think in South Africa there are no Hasidim left or never here, you know. By the Spartan, they say that too. They say the Halal with the Broche. But for sure, you say Halal over here, but later Seder, you say it on the Agoda, because that is the working with this point of connection to Hashem. And then you say, okay, then you say Halal Agodl, you say further on, all these Shvoches. Which that's not the mahalach of the halal, but it's the same thing. Nishmas ha'idu v'ashem kitukei chazdoi. You see, that's a point. And then nishmas, you say, speak about your body, because your body is also a part of it. Your body is also a part of this avoda. And then you say the broch, the birchas hashir, the broch, the way you say every Shabbos. And then that's it. And then the kesher raviz. And then you say the Shon Abob Yerushalayim, because that's the Avodah, and then you say the Shirim, Kilo Noe, Kilo Yoe, that's the Avodah, Echodu, Adihu, Adihu also, that is the Avodah, the Boir Oilom, which is the Tachlis of our Avodah, and then you say Echo Miyodea, that is the Gilu Yichud, that's Echo Miyodea, it's begin with the Boir Oilom and go through all of the Klal Yisrael, which has all the Matonot of the Klal Yisrael, till you reach the Yud Gimel. But you know the Yud Gimel is the gematria of Echot. Olaf, Vches, Vedolet, that's Yud Gimel. You know, so the Yud Gimel goes back to the Echot, but that's a good Yud Gimel leaders of the Beroilom. And then the Chat Gadio, that's the Klalisol. The Chat Gadio is the Klalisol, the Chav Zomin Abo, that's the Beroilom. And that's all thing of going on there. Okay, what is that? That's till the Gula Sido goes to Chat Gadio, and that's it. And then comes Shir HaShirim, which is the same Nekuda. Shir HaShirim is our connection to Hashem and His connection to us. That's why you say Shir HaShirim in the end. Whenever you have to kiryach, you know, once when you are so tired, you don't say Shir HaShirim, that's mutar. And once when you say Shir HaShirim, you try to say, you know, you make an effort, I make an effort to say Shir HaShirim in the end, and then I go to sleep. That's it. Finita la comienza. Yeah? That's it. Okay? At come.
Maybe take a 5 minute